cigarettes.
And cool cigarettes.
The only cigarettes that carry valuable coupons again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen with Charlecliffe Hall, Morton Bow, and that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey and his famous band. Let's hear them play Jamboree. Edith Wright and the Three Esquires will sing.
Crazy punks who've got ambition, throw them all away. Sailors, drunks, and hot musicians, get right in the sway.
Gigolos with their lifted eyebrows, dancing with wealthy fronts. And the bigelows known as Boston Highbrows, doing the Harlem bump.
All the swells and hockey tonks from Brooklyn to the Bronx. Feel that shocking, rockin' rhythm of the jamboree. You've got to go get into your stride. You've got to go get ready to ride. Stop, me swing, it's a jamboree.
Stop. Try a pack of Raleigh cigarettes. They're distinctive in taste, blended of fine Turkish and domestic tobaccos. Raleigh's don't cost a cent more than other popular priced brands, and they come with plain ends or cork tips.
Look, if you prefer a cigarette with a touch of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, smoke Cools. Each puff is cool and soothing, yet none of the fine tobacco taste is lost.
Listen, folks. Only Raleigh and Cool cigarettes carry valuable coupons, good in the United States for a handsome, practical premium. Every carton has extra coupons. Why not switch to union-made Raleigh's or Cools tomorrow and save those coupons? Tonight we pick up the Baron and Charlie on a 6th Avenue elevated train headed for Radio City and the broadcasting studio. And here they are seated in one of the old wooden coaches, Charlecliffe Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Well, I still can't figure it out, Baron. Every other night, you've taken me to the broadcast in a taxi. What's the idea of this 5-cent ride in the elevator?
If you cut the nose, Holly,
yeah?
I lost my bankroll on a horse.
Really?
Yeah, I had it on that filly named LaGuardia. She was just beaten by a whisker.
A filly? A lady horse? Why do they name her LaGuardia?
Well, ain't LaGuardia a mare who's hard to beat?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, you're right.
You get it?
Yes. And this time you're not lying. Oh, incidentally, there's been a big bridge game in the studio ever since rehearsals.
Yeah?
There's Paul Stewart, Tommy Dorsey, and Boris and his wife.
That's a new one.
What's a new one?
A bridge game with four dummies?
With four? Oh, well, that's right. That's
you.
A nice way to talk about your friends. Just because they took you for a few dollars yesterday.
Yeah, and they ain't so smart.
No?
No, I didn't pay them.
You didn't pay them?
No, I gave them a cloudy check.
Now, what do you mean by a cloudy check?
It'll never clear.
It'll never clear. A cloudy check, eh?
Imagine my embezzlement, huh?
Embezzlement? You got the wrong word, eh? Well, but anyway, this is no season to hole up and play cards, Baron. It's springtime in New York.
You know something? It's also springtime in French.
Yeah,
Premier Bloom just ate a zealous made of roses, violets, carnations, and tulips.
Yeah?
Look, yeah, it's right here in the paper.
Now, wait a minute. Premier Bloom ate roses, violets, carnations, and tulips?
Yeah.
But why does that mean it's springtime in France?
The flowers are in bloom.
The flowers are in bloom, eh? Well, what's this it says here? change that's taking place up in Harlem. Something is turning it into a veritable heaven on earth.
Yes?
Whoever's done this for Harlem is a wizard. He's wonderful.
Wonderful?
Yeah.
He's divine.
He's divine. Oh, please, brother. You'd better read the news to me, huh?
Yeah, from the paper?
Yeah, from the paper.
Look, it states here, manicure girl marries dentist.
Wait a minute. Manicure girl marries dentist? How are they getting along?
They're fighting tooth and nail.
Manicure girl marries tooth and nail, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, here, I'll read the paper.
Go ahead.
Oh, say, is the big circus still in town?
Oh, you know something?
What?
It's still in town.
Yeah?
I went over last night on a fellow there was giving the elephants whiskey.
Elephants whiskey? Did it have any effect on them? Well, come on, tell me.
One old elephant got so drunk.
Yeah?
He saw pink explorers.
Pink explorers, the elephant saw, yeah. All right, come on now. Here we are, Baron.
Oh, Baron Munchausen.
Yes, madame.
I listened to your broadcast last Friday, Baron. Have you any tickets for tonight?
See, Charlie? Yeah. You see that? Mm-hmm. Once they hear my program, they got to come again.
Do it.
I just have two left, lady. I was going to give them to someone else, but I give them to you instead. Here you are.
Oh, thank you, Baron.
Hey, Baron, wait a minute. She's tearing them up.
Lady, listen, you're tearing up the tickets. Why are you tearing them up?
Well, you see, Baron, I have to do one good deed every day. And if I can save even two people from a half hour suffering, I've done something for humanity. Goodbye.
Oh, that's very good.
Charlie, I can't believe it.
Ah, forget it, Barry. Come on, look out over the city. Beautiful Manhattan. Millions of people there who love you. Beneath each electric light bulb is probably a fan of yours who know
that. Oh, see, that reminds me.
What's the matter now?
Don't know better.
Hey, wait a minute, come on.
I got the phone, the electric company.
The electric company?
Yes, I forgot it. A live fire fell in our yard as I was leaving. And I was supposed to phone them to shut off the current.
Really?
Will my mother-in-law be mad?
Your mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Well, she should realize you're a busy man with bigger things than live wires on your mind. Why doesn't she phone them herself?
Oh, she can't.
Why?
That's why she'll be mad.
She can't. Why not?
She's got hold of the wire.
Oh, the live wire, I see.
That man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey in a swing arrangement of Dark Eyes. Sam and Charlie in Radio City and the Baron's Worldwide Information Bureau listening to the radio.
And ladies and gentlemen, there was never a time when this country was in double shape.
Here's a Charlie.
Yeah,
the banks are filled with money. Bank accounts are top heavy. Wallets and pocketbooks are full.
Gosh, that's great, isn't it?
Business is mounting by leaps and bounds. Unemployment is virtually stamped out. And prosperity is on every hand. I thank you.
It's wonderful.
Say so.
This broadcast came to you direct from Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, Czechoslovakia. That fooled us, didn't it, Baron?
But no kidding, Charlie.
What?
Business must be good.
Really?
Even the bandits, you know?
The bandits?
They're advertising for help.
What?
Yeah, I saw one of the ads up in the post office.
The bandits? Wait a minute. The bandits have a help wanted ad in the post office?
Yeah.
What did the ad say?
This man wanted for train robbery.
Oh, that was the ad. Help wanted.
Says like that over.
There's a phone.
That's for me, Charlie. I put in a long-distance call in. Hello? Hello, please. Never mind who I am, but I'm speaking for one of America's greatest radio comedians.
What's this now?
Quiet, Charlie, quiet. Hello, yes? Could you use a good comedian on your radio program? A very funny man? Oh, you've got one now? Well, are you satisfied with him? You are? You're not thinking of making any change? Well, thanks just the same. Goodbye.
Oh, looking for another job, eh, Baron? Well, if you're not satisfied to work for a firm like the Raleigh and Cool cigarette people...
Now, don't get excited. Don't get excited, Charlie. That was the Raleigh and Cool people I was talking to.
What?
I was just checking up to see how I stood with them, you know?
Oh, I see. Well, just between ourselves, Baron, you have made great strides.
Yeah. Thanks to the left of me.
Yeah?
Thanks to the right of me. I bet this is another one now.
Baron Munchausen?
Yeah?
I'm the secretary of our Chamber of Commerce. I came to thank you for correcting that report that you were a Philadelphian. Since you made it known that you're a New Yorker, it has boosted our city immensely.
See, Charlie, yes. How influential I am?
Oh, that's well.
Mister, please thank your New York Chamber of Commerce for the compliment.
New York Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah.
Why, I'm from Philadelphia.
What? Philadelphia? Get out of here before...
Aha! Bad news, eh?
Yeah, I got bad news.
Good.
Bad news, good.
Yeah, well, he made it up.
Yeah, I got bad news for you, Boris.
Yeah?
You know, you owe me $10.
You think that's bad news?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
I can't pay you.
But, Boris, listen, I'm broke. I lost my bankroll.
Yeah, so now you're an unfinished sandwich.
What do you mean, an unfinished sandwich?
A ham without a roll.
Oh. Now, take off your coat, you Russian wolfhound. I settled right here.
Nix, Baron, Nix. Here comes Tommy Dorsey with a whole crowd of people.
Oh, Baron.
Charlie.
What is it?
I want you to meet a lot of nice people.
Oh, how are you? Well, that's fine.
Baron, I hear you can do just everything. I'm studying mind reading. Can you read mine?
Could I? Without even using my glasses.
So you're a mind reader, eh? Can you read my mind?
Certainly I can read your mind.
Then why don't you go there?
Go ahead, keep coaxing, you'll get it.
Oh, Baron.
Yes, Morton.
We don't want to doubt your word, but Edith Wright and I don't believe in mind reading. In fact, we've got $10 that says you can't do it.
It's a bet. Cover it, Charlie.
Oh, I cover it.
Yeah,
remember now, hey, remember, no codes or tricks.
Oh, why, Morton, I wouldn't think of such a thing. Oh, come on, folks, articles, name, phone numbers. Oh, thank you. The first question, Baron. Here's the first question.
Let me hear it.
What article of jewelry am I holding in my hand? Now, don't let it stick you. Pin your mind on it.
Stick pin.
That's right. And what does this gentleman have on his car? Careful, don't blow this.
A horn.
And what kind of an establishment did he run during Prohibition? Save your voice, don't shout.
Speak easy.
That's correct, Baron. You see, folks, it's all in the power of the mind.
Well, they certainly aren't using signals.
Then how are they doing?
Well, Baron, what's this lady's name? And as the girl says, if you miss it, I scream.
You what?
I scream.
Oh, Cone.
And here's another, Baron. What part of Illinois is she from?
I didn't get
that. Four out of five could get this one.
I didn't get the last part.
Okay, what part of Illinois is she from? Four out of five could get this one.
Peoria.
And what city in Iowa is her husband from? Come now, don't go to sleep on this one.
Davenport
is right. Yes, sir. And his name, Baron. Don't fall off your chair, his name.
Morris.
Say, what do you think now, Edith?
Well, I guess they can really do it.
Oh, and Baron, now don't flounder, but what does this man do on Sunday?
Fish.
That's correct, sir, fish. And what color suit is he wearing?
What?
What color soup? Now, Baron, don't get all down on the mouth and discouraged.
Blue. Ooh. Yeah.
Take the money, boys. We believe it.
Now, wait, wait. There's just one more. Baron, here's a couple holding hands. Are they married?
Yeah, but not to each other.
Oh, hold on, Baron. Hold on. That's a mistake.
Yeah? Only...
Only what?
It's their mistake, not mine.
Good idea.
The golden voice of Morton Bowe, our singing star, and the song is Seventh Heaven.
Two hearts in love, so far above all earthly mortals, they tread the crowds, far from the crowd. When you're with me, we seem to be at heaven's portals, in seventh heaven. I want to soar forevermore. Seventh heaven will always be seventh heaven for you. Heaven's gates swing wide. You can't hide what I see inside. Your love comes smiling through. I'm in seven.
Now the Baron, with the assistance of the famous Munchausen Drama Guild, will stage his own version of Buffalo Bill's Last Ride by special request. He asked us.
Yeah. And Baron, leave out the superfluous stuff, will you? Omit the ifs, ands, and buts.
Now listen, Charlie, if I leave out the ifs, you know, I will leave.
Right.
I'll give you my word, okay. I leave out the ifs and ands.
Yeah.
But on a Raleigh program, I can't omit the buts.
Oh, that's true, too. I never thought of that. Yeah.
Well, all right now, I be Buffalo Bill. You people play cowboys and Indians. Boris will take care of the sound effects, and Miss Renwick is the Indian maid.
Yeah. What's her name?
Miss Little Laughing Fish.
Miss Little Laughing Fish?
I mean, Minnie Ha Ha.
Miss Little Laughing Fish. Well, what are you giving me this chair for?
You're sitting bull.
Oh, I see.
See?
Yeah.
Now, ready. Here we go. It's a quiet night in the Indian country.
Oh, nice quiet night.
Mm-hmm. Tommy, a little Western atmosphere. The cooking song.
What cooking song?
You know, Home on the Range.
Oh, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play.
Take that.
What?
Woo! And that.
Woo! Who is he?
A cow puncher.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
He's punching cows.
I see.
Now, I come in as Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
I've been out hunting Rochester.
Rochester? No, Baron. Buffalo.
I was in the neighborhood.
He certainly was.
Now you've got me mixed up. Where was I?
Halfway between Buffalo and Rochester.
I must be traveling on the Erie. Well, here I come.
Oh.
Boris.
What?
What's that?
Can I help it if he's a trick horse?
Oh.
Listen, a massacre is brewing.
Tickets to all the Broadway shows.
Choice seats here. Standing room only at the bar shoppers.
Well, wait a minute. How does that prove a massacre is brewing?
The scalpers are going to work.
Oh, I see. The scalpers are going
to work. All right, Boris. The tum-tum.
Meow! Meow!
No, boy. I said the tum-tum.
Well?
Meow!
That's one tum.
Meow!
That's the other tum.
What kind of show? Yes. All sheep sitting bull, this from his hotel room.
Well, how did he get a room?
He's an Indian.
I see.
He had a reservation.
Oh, I never thought of that. Yeah. Had a reservation.
Yeah. The Indian tears the feathers out of his head.
Well, wait a minute. Why does he pull the feathers out of his head?
He likes the hotel so much, he doesn't want to keep his wigwam any longer.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Wigwam any longer.
Suddenly, a strange figure enters the scene.
Cough syrup, aspirin tablets, all drugs at cut-rate prices.
Drugs? Who's this?
The medicine man.
Oh.
He puts... You see? That's the medicine man.
Yeah.
He puts a flea on each Indian.
He puts fleas on all the Indians? What for?
To keep them up the scratch. But Buffalo Bill is a schemer, too.
Yes?
He smuggles yeast into the Indians' camp.
Yeast? Oh, all right. Why?
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 He wants to start an uprising.
Oh, now, geez,
yeah. Now, here I come sneaking in at Buffalo Bill.
Nice sneaking, Baron. That's nice.
Yes. I didn't have my rubber heels on.
So.
The Indians spy me, and now they're rushing me. I pull my pistol on fire.
Forrest.
What's that name?
I must have used a Russian horse pistol.
Is that an A?
Yeah. But now... They always come in with a who. But now the battle is really on. Buglers, sound the charge. Open up, Mr. Tank. Send up the fighting plane.
Bill had no tanks or aeroplanes.
No?
No.
What, you there, Sally?
Well,
where are those shots coming from, Major?
There's a sniper in yonder tree, Colonel Cooter.
A sniper, eh? I'll fool him. Give me that gun.
Heavens, Colonel, you shot one of your men.
I said I'd fool that sniper. That's one of my men he won't get.
But all unseen, an Indian with a war club is sneaking up behind Buffalo Bill.
That's you, Boris.
A pleasure. You like some sugar, my white friend?
Yeah, I like sugar.
Well, here's a lump for your cocoa.
Oh. Ow!
As he falls, the redskin binds him, but he tugs at the rope.
Wait a minute. What was that?
The tug.
That was the tug.
There was the tug.
Tugs
yeah.
at the rope, yeah.
And here's the butcher wagon arriving with the meat.
With the meat? What meat?
They're going to burn me at the stake.
Oh, God.
Ah, but hold. Love has stirred in Minnie's heart.
Oh, Pop, can I have Buffalo Bill for my straw man, huh?
Nice work, Charlie. That was your big line, huh?
And as the sun drops low, the Indians chant their tribal song.
Mademoiselle, Marmitage, Parley-Boo. Mademoiselle, Marmitage, Parley-Boo.
Well, where did they learn that?
In the French and Indian War.
Oh, I see.
Well, Baron, now, according to our customs, I must throw flowers on you.
Oh,
dear, I forgot to take them out of the vase. Oh, well, never mind. I'll pick the glass out of your head.
We get married just the same. I'll be a farmer, and our son can be a bootblack.
You'll be a farmer, and our son will be a bootblack?
Yeah.
Why?
So, I can make hay while the sun shines.
Oh, wait a minute, Baron. You know what happened? The Indians heard that joke. They're probably coming after you again.
And so to the final scene, where Redskin is married to wife, to the stirring strains of the battle hymn of the Republic. Let it go, boys. The battle hymn of the Republic.
And as the happy couple wend their homeward way, we hear the knell of sweet departing day.
All right, Boris, that's you. Let's hear the knell.
Okay, the knell.
That's the finish? You're fired.
Oh, wait a minute. What are you... You're firing Boris?
Yeah.
What for?
He didn't do the right thing by our nerve.
You're quite right.
Tommy Duffy
Arena's orchestra build you up with "You're a Builder-Upper." Ananias, the greatest liar in history, and Diogenes, the philosopher with the lantern who was searching for an honest man. Tonight, the Baron and Charlie bring these characters up to date. Needless to say, the Baron will be Ananias.
By golly, Charlie, I mean Diogenes.
Yes? Yeah.
Your search is over. My name is Ananias. I give you my word. A more honest man you never saw.
Oh, yes? Well, prove it.
Look. You see these coupons?
Yes.
These are the coupons that come with every pack of Rawleys and Cool cigarettes. They bring you anything you want in the way of premium.
Really?
A castle in Spain, what? A beautiful wife who can cook, too, a pass key to the pearly gate.
Oh, now, just a minute, Ananias. I happen to have a Rawley and Cool premium booklet right here. It doesn't mention any such impossibilities as you say.
No?
No. There are some fine premiums, though. An enameled cigarette case, a penthouse table, a silk umbrella, a silver-plated teapot, cream and sugar set. Oh, and lots more that you...
Possible. But the main point is, they are swell premium.
Yeah.
And there's only one way to get them. Smoke Rawleys or Cool.
Oh, now that's better. Now you're telling the truth. I believe you are an honest man.
The Argenis,
what?
Throw away that lens.
Okay.
I tell you, Rawleys and Cools are the biggest, the best, the most superfluous, the most grenominous.
Excuse my interrupting, gentlemen, but we don't make claims like that. We merely say that Rawleys cigarettes are distinctive in taste. They cost no more than ordinary brands, and they come with plain ends or cork tips.
And Cools are a refreshing smoke for those who like the soothing quality of mild menthol in their cigarettes.
And a valuable coupon comes with every pack of Rawley and Cool cigarettes.
Now, you heard that, Ananias? They don't exaggerate. Why don't you tell the truth like those fellows?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I got a reputation to uphold.
Oh, yeah.